We all need small sparks, small accomplishments in our lives to fuel the big ones, because it's the small sparks which start small fires that eventually build enough heat to burn the whole fucking forest down. David Goggins. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Assault Forward Podcast. Do you give a shit or not? It's your host, Joe Himpleman, joined once again by my Assault Forward co-founder, Shah Chowdhury. This is season one, episode 22. Shah, can you believe we've got 22 episodes of this recorded?
Amazing. Love it.
It's going by fast. But this week, on our lessons learned from the military, business, and entrepreneurship for life, we wanted to talk about the importance of physical training, PT. Some people love it. Some people hate it. Some people suffer through it. Shah and I just completed the Army 10 miler this past weekend. We came down into Washington, D.C. to run in our nation's capital 10 miles. We ran along, you know, passing the White House, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Memorial, the U.S. Capitol, the Department of Veterans Affairs. So we saw the sights, ran, passed a bunch of other whoas out there running the Army 10 miler. Even though it was a virtual race this year, and you can run anywhere in the country, we thought it was cool to have the opportunity to come in and do it in D.C., so we knocked that out. But 10 miles, you know, it's a good distance. It's enough to make you sweat, and you definitely something you can't – most people can't just go do on a whim. You need to train up for it a little bit, get ready for it. So that was good. But, you know, something – you know, in the military, you wake up every day, start out with PT, physical training. I mean, it's just part of the routine, part of the battle rhythm. And we've talked about that before, why setting a schedule for yourself is important, and why, you know, doing those things sets you up for success for the day, the week, the year, your business. But why, Shah, does physical training, you know, play such an important role in your life, and how does it positively impact your business and being an entrepreneur?
Great question, Joe. We talk about physical fitness, of course, in the military, and why we think it's important there. Like every day, I remember I was stationed in Baumholder, Germany, and in the winters, it'd get pretty bad, right? Snow, and it didn't matter though. It's not like we were like, hey, it's no PT today. We'd go out there, we'd do our runs, we'd do our push-ups in the snow and through the mountains in Germany, and we'd do it regardless. Of course, it's easy to understand why, hey, for the combat, you want to make sure that you're good to go, right? That you don't want to middle of a firefight, you gas out or whatnot. So most people understand why the military needs to be physically fit. So I think when it comes to business, people say, well, why does it matter here? And I think a couple of things I think we always think about, and I think part of it is translated from being in the military, it's still such a discipline every morning to get up, do something, right? Whether it's a run, push-ups, you know, whatever it is that you like to do, there's multiple things that you can do. But I think in business, why it's important, and when you're physically fit, and you're like us, we have our full-time day jobs, and we also are running Assault Forward, right? So it's a lot of long days, long nights, weekends. A fit body just takes longer to tire, and that's where I think I go on a 5 to 6 hours of sleep, and I feel good at 6 hours. I'm sharp. I feel great. I know. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you need 7 to 8 hours. It's not good. But yeah, but at the end of the day, I get up before most people and I go to bed after most people, and I feel good. I feel productive. And I think the part of that is being physically fit, physically active, and getting it out in the morning so your body's just healthy and you're able to do that. So that's one thing that I think a huge thing is just being able to just have more stamina to do the things that you want to do. I don't know. What do you think about that, Joe?
Well, first of all, as a proud veteran of the 10th Mountain Division, having been stationed at Fort Drum, New York, yeah. I'm not going to let you cry to me about the winters in Germany. Upstate New York, you know, north of the Tug Hill Plateau, you know, massive snow, massive wind. Yeah. Again, don't cancel for anything. And, you know, you're out there slipping and sliding in your Mickey Mouse boots doing PT in the winter. Gets pretty cold, gets pretty drifty with the snow there, and you still knock it out. But, you know, it paid off because we went over to the mountains of Afghanistan and we're climbing the heights and suffering through tough conditions there as well in actual combat. So you got to be ready. You got to train. So I get that. You know, from a business perspective, getting up, staying sharp, you may be good on 5 or 6 hours of sleep. I require a significant amount of caffeine to keep me fueled through that. And so between caffeine, a little bit of sleep, a little bit of napping, you know, I power through the day, but we get it done because it never stops, right? There's always more to be done. You know, my day is filled with the day-to-day grind of business, family time, and then there's other things that we need to do for the business. So last night, you know, I'm sitting there putting pins on the cards, the packaging, our product, getting ready to sell, because we're blessed to have online orders to fill every day. And so we want to keep, make sure we have product stocked and ready and prepped so we can fill those orders very timely and get them out to customers. So, you know, writing thank you notes to customers as they place orders. I mean, there's an endless list of tasks as an entrepreneur where, again, everything's on you. Now, is that all optional? In a lot of ways it is, but you know, I sent you a picture last week when I was there prepping product and you know, I was like, man, this is, you know, look at all this work I just did. And you're like, well, do you give a shit or not? Mm. It's like, obviously you do. Exactly. Because I did it the right way. What we think is the right way, which is prepping the product in a professional manner and getting it out to the customers the day they place the order in the most cases, you know, I mean, just that's what it looks like. So why does being physically fit and putting in that effort to train matter? I mean, so I woke up this morning, had my one cup of coffee like I always do, went for a 15-minute bike ride just to get the blood flowing, did 15-minute ab exercises on the floor, you know, just to stretch out and get worked up, shower, head into DC, meet with you and Josh, start the day business. This is one task, recording the podcast, on our list of activities to do today. I've got some good meetings coming up later today, scheduled with other veteran entrepreneurs and collaborators. Yeah. We're going to work with other aspiring veteran entrepreneurs here in the Bunker Labs WeWork community. There's just so many things going on in our day to day that you got to be sharp. You got to be on top of it and you got to be ready for that. So however you power through and fuel yourself for that, whether it is adequate rest, which is a myth in my world, it's never going to happen, but with caffeine and motivation and drive, you know, we started out with a David Goggins quote in today's episode, which is, you know, he's got so many quotes. Yeah. And if you haven't read his book, or any of the other things he does, I mean, you should definitely, he's got speeches on YouTube. I mean, what's funny is that I find him very motivational and inspiring, and he'll tell you that motivation is crap.
Yeah.
Motivation comes and goes and fades, it's, and that it's drive that really matters. If you have motivation applied to you from external sources, it'll wear off. And, you know, you can see that in some people, but if you have internal drive to be successful and to put the work in and do PT, I think that's funny. I said, you know, one of the, veteran members of Congress, Tulsi Gabbard out of Hawaii, she is a, Army National Guard officer. Yep. She posted, you know, that she had also run the Army 10 miler this weekend and that she hates running, but in a moment of weakness, she, you know, signed up for the Army 10 miler and knocked it out and did it. You know, it was probably that accomplishment. I think, you know, it's something that the Army military in general ingrains in us that this is an important part of your life. And I remember, you know, very strongly remember, you know, how many times in combat did a brigade commander or other leaders say fit to fight?
Yeah.
You know, you will survive a deployment much better if you are in physical condition.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, there's a certain baseline of fitness, right? But it was also, it was mental, man.
Yeah.
I mean, like if you're running, like you're clearing your mind, you know, whether you've got Eminem, Lose Yourself blasting at volume 10 and you got it all turned up and you do lose yourself mentally in the music and the beat and the cadence of the footsteps. That's one way. But also, I mean, you can run to nothing but the sound of your footsteps on gravel around the perimeter of Bagram Airfield or, you know, where I was at FOB Diamondback in Mosul, Iraq, wherever you are in the world. And, you know, you clear your mind, man. It gives you time to think.
But I think basically what you're talking about from the balance standpoint, right? I think it provides a good balance as well. If you're, and again, I know a lot of people who doing great things in business and work, but then they're out of shape and there's no balance in life. And, you know, personal story, I lost a cousin of mine recently. Right. And I think I've talked to you about him before, but genius guy, man. He was, you know, 51 years old, 52, came from, you know, overseas, immigrant, born, you know, came here and busted his butt. And he managed a couple $1 billion with Deutsche Bank as a mutual fund manager, super smart dude, CPA, MBA from Columbia. He had a heart attack at 51 years old. Now, I remember when I visited him in Frankfurt, because, you know, my wife's from Germany, and we'd go to Germany often. And his day was he'd get to work at 7 a.m. because he'd work the markets and even the Asian markets, which opened before him. So he'd get to work at 7 a.m., wouldn't leave till 10 p.m. in the office all day, super smart guy. Then he'd go home, order some takeout, and that's what he'd do every day. Even on weekends, he would do that. He had no, you know, no kids, nothing. But again, super smart guy, but again, didn't provide the balance. Like if he would have, you know, now who knows what would have happened. I don't know the full story, but I know he had a heart attack at 51, 52, and he wasn't living a healthy lifestyle. And again, if he were to, you know, do what, you know, other people, and I see a lot of people like that. So if you're able to get that balance and be in good physical shape, then again, you can go longer, you can go stronger, right? And again, you know, who knows what else he could have done. But I think having that balance, like you said, it clears your mind. Now your heart's racing, you feel good. Anytime you do a run or do an exercise, like I think, you know, there was a quote, so I forgot who, no matter how bad you feel to get up out of bed to do that workout, you never regret a workout. There's no such thing as a bad workout, right? Like whatever you do, you feel better after the fact, you feel good. I think when you mentioned Tulsi Gabbard, who we have met before, right? In one of the veterans events in DC, she hates running. I used to hate running too. I hated running for a long time, but I still did it. I think Jocko talks about discipline, or somebody says discipline is doing something that you hate like you love it. I think Mike Tyson talked about it.
Well, let's go back a little bit to you hating running. So, you know, love making fun of you because I'm a pretty good runner.
Yeah.
I've run marathons. Yeah. I've run a lot of races. I like running.
Yeah.
Always max the PT test on running.
Yeah.
But I love listening to your story, being the urban New York City kid who really your athletic exposure growing up was, you know,
playing basketball,
right? Yeah. Just like I'm thinking of the Fresh Prince opening monologue, you know, where he's, you know, twirling the basketball in Philadelphia. But you're in New York City, you're playing basketball, and you have basketball shoes. You have Jordans?
No, I did not have Jordans. I forgot.
Did you have the Reebok pumps?
I never afford those. Family couldn't afford those.
Couldn't afford
those. We had regular basketball sneakers.
All right, so you had some basketball. High tops, though.
Yeah, it was high tops.
High tops, okay. So you show up as a young cadet in ROTC.
First PT test.
And you're like, we're going for a 2-mile run. And you're like, all right, I play basketball. Like, I can run, right?
Yep.
And you show up in basketball shoes.
And everybody, and I had no idea. So they look at me and said, hey, you're going to run with that? I was like, Why can't I run with these? They're like, you don't have running shoes? I was like, what are running shoes? Because again, in the city, in the urban area, nobody runs. Everybody plays basketball, baseball, football. So I said, why can't I run in these? They're like, well, you know, your shin splints or whatever, and your shins are going to hurt. And I said, I don't know. I was like, I play basketball full court games. I should be fine. And again, the first PT says I still ran it really, really well, like in the 13s.
Yeah. Well, and I would say also when you're 18 years old, you're a little more invincible than that. But, you know, and that's, I think that's important to note too, that fitness changes through the ages, right?
Yeah.
In your teens and 20s, you can just go out. I mean, I loved all my soldiers that could go out and get drunk, get a few hours of rest, show up heavy alcohol in their breath and just crush PT because they were just in shape, didn't require any warm up.
Yeah.
They could just go do it. And that's, I think every branch of the military has those stories of the guys that even pulled an all nighter and still, you know, make it to PT on time, you know, scrape the face real quick, throw on the PT uniform and show up in formation. And, you know, maybe they pull off to the side to puke on a run, but you know, they're not falling out though.
Yeah.
But as you get older, you do require some different exercises. I love, you know, the knee braces and the other things that come with age.
Yep.
But you know, as you warm up, you cool down, you find different activities. I mean, I know you're a big jiu-jitsu guy.
Yep. Love jiu-jitsu.
Which belt, humble brag?
I'm a brown belt now.
Brown belt.
So I've been training November. It'll be 9 years. So again, another thing people say, so I usually work out in the morning and then we do jiu-jitsu at night. So everybody's like, but again, for me, that gives me that balance. I feel sharp. You know, when I'm again now with COVID, it's funny. I still train with my wife at home. My wife's a purple belt. She's pretty badass. But when you go through somebody's mounted you and trying to choke you and try to rip your arm off, and you know, again, these are friends, you'd roll with them. But if you're able to get through those, right? Yep. I feel like when it comes to stuff in the workplace or your business, it's easier things to deal with. And I think it gives you some perspective. But again, it goes back to being fit. But another thing that I do think is huge on why people should really focus on physical fitness for business is people take, and again, this might not be politically correct, but the truth is people take you more seriously because good or bad, when you meet someone new, people will judge you, right? The way you dress, the way you look, how fit. Now, I think there is a balance. Like I think if you come in looking like a meathead, like you're on steroids, that's another negative. People look at that like, hey, how much time does this guy spend in the gym? Versus, hey, if you're decent shape, they're like, okay, you know what? This guy's he has his shit squared away. He gives a shit about his life where, you know, he or she, they're taking care of themselves. Okay, let me see what you have to say. But if you're in the business of giving advice or you're trying to sell a product, sell a service, people do look at the whole package. And I think that does matter. People just take you more seriously for sure.
Yeah.
Versus if you're, you know, 5'6" and, you know, you're 300 pounds and you're breathing heavy, like people will be like, hey man, you know, you could be the smartest guy in the world, smartest person in the world, but people do take you more seriously. It's a fact. Now, right or wrong, it's just the way it is. I mean, people will judge. So that's another reason why I think being physically fit does.
I think what your point is, you know, it is a sign of discipline.
Yeah.
If you have set yourself a schedule where you've carved out time and in everybody's got a busy life. Everybody's got a full day.
Everybody has the same 24 hours. Yeah.
Exactly. So how do you carve out your time? How much time is set aside for sleep and rest? How much time is set aside for family, business? Do you have that half hour to an hour for working out? How are you carving out your day and using your time in the most efficient, wise manner possible? Totally understand that there is time for down. There is time for hanging out with the boys, the friends, throwing back a few beers, whatever it may be, that you decompress and relax, but then getting up again the next morning and doing it all over again. And that battle rhythm, that cadence of your life is really, I mean, it has long-term impacts. And you look at, I look at the number of celebrities or politicians that later in life, being out of shape, it hits them and they realize I'm on a course of disaster here.
Yep.
I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And they, you know, find Jesus, so to speak, in the form of diet and exercise and get themselves back in shape. Now, one of the guys that, you know, I know we both love to follow, Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yeah.
Gary V-E-E on all social media. Check him out. Mm-hmm. But you know, one of the things he makes is, you know, he's like, you already know how to do this.
Yes.
Now he always makes fun. You know, people want to find the next shortcut. People want to pay $30 for a vial of apple cider vinegar or whatever else it is that they think is going to be a shortcut. He's like, what people don't want to hear is that if you eat healthy and work out, that's how you lose weight and get in shape. Yeah. They want the shortcut. They want the magic machine that in 7 minutes a day of some sort of crazy exercise, poof, you're in shape.
Yep.
And that's just not how it works.
No, it's not.
You got to sweat. You got to, you know, David Goggins, again, go back to our opening quote. The small sparks, the small fires, they build, right? So if you haven't done a push-up since you got out of active duty, and that was 20 years ago or 5 years ago or 1 year ago, you're not going to be able to go max the PT test.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can do a push-up.
Yeah.
And then next time you do push-ups, you can do a few more push-ups and a few more and a few more.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that over the course of days, weeks, months, and years – the growth, the transformation that can occur no matter how overweight or out of shape or underweight or, you know, lack of muscle you have, you can get there. I mean, and we are all a work in progress.
Yep.
Every single one of us,
100%,
you know, continuous improvement. We talk about that as a business ethos. You know, you want to get better every day. Just try to beat what you accomplished yesterday.
Yep.
Did you make $1 in sales yesterday? Go for two today.
Yep.
You know, did you make one phone call? Make two today.
Yep.
How many times did you post on social media if you're trying to grow your audience? Post one more time today.
Yep.
Whatever it is you're trying to do better than you did yesterday, we're all a work in progress, continuous improvement. And that absolutely applies to physical fitness, running. You know, we knocked out the Army 10 miler. You tried to die on me the last 2 miles.
Yeah,
we didn't let you.
Yeah. I didn't stop though.
You didn't stop. Yeah. You finished strong.
Yep.
But you know, we finished 10 miles.
Yeah.
Didn't regret running 10 miles.
No.
You felt good about it.
Yep.
And then we're like, maybe we should look at what, you know, maybe there's a half marathon coming up we could enter.
Yep.
Maybe there's a full marathon next spring we could train for and get ready for. Like there's always a longer race. There's always a faster time.
Yeah.
There's always someone chasing you and someone you're chasing after. So it's limitless, the possibilities. But why, again, it goes back though to being, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're in business, if you're in the military, you know, is PT enough? Or is, you know, what do you need to do to feel good about yourself, to set yourself up for success? Because PT is such an integral part of our lives. Physical fitness, physical training, it becomes ingrained in you in the military. And if you can carry that forward in life, you're going to be better for it.
Yep. I mean, again, like you say, it keeps you mentally sharp, right? Again, keeps you tired longer. But then, you know, like how we talking about, hey, what's the next target? Like we never sit back. And I guess an entrepreneur is it's very important for entrepreneurs as well. You can't ever be complacent and be like, hey, I'm good, right? Because now we're like, hey, we did the 10 mile. Already we were looking at, hey, what are we going to do? Marathon next, right? And I've done a half marathon before. I know you've done a couple of marathons. But it's the grind of always grinding forward. So, and it goes to business. Hey, am I happy where I'm at, right? And no, let's keep pushing, right? Everybody can do better. Everybody has room for, you know, room for progress. And I think that's what, again, it's just all connected. And it's funny, like you have some people say, well, why do you do that for? It's like, hey, it's all connected. Like just living that life that, you know, always striving for
sure.
Perfect, right?
For sure.
Yeah. If you're making yourself better, sharper, and it helps in every aspect.
Right? Yeah.
And again, if you get to the point where if you have to go to another conference room and you take 20 steps and you're out of breath, you don't think that affects you? Yeah, it does. Right. So again, it's such a huge thing. And I think, you know, and like what you said, I think a hang up a lot of people get is, okay, hey, I want to get back in shape. Man, I used to run 5 miles and I only ran a mile today. I was tired. Hey, but you ran a mile more than everybody else who sat on the couch today, right? And you just have to compare yourself to where you were a week ago. Hey, am I improving? Don't worry about comparing yourself to other people, right? It's more, end of the day, hey, am I making myself better? And then just those little, kind of the David Goggins goal, those little fires. Hey, just knock out these smaller goals. And eventually, if you're getting if you just focus on 1% more every day or after a year, you know, you're a lot better, right? So,
yeah. Well, and I think a big part, a lot of us are driven by goal setting.
Yeah.
You know, it's setting a goal for yourself. There's quotes out there about, you know, I dare you to train for a marathon and not have it change your life.
Mm-hmm.
When you run a marathon, 26.2 miles, yeah. Most of us, that's going to take several hours.
Yeah.
You know, even a good runner takes, you know, a couple hours. And to get ready for that, though, you're going to do your long runs on Sundays, but you're going to do speed work. You're going to do hill work. You're going to do some endurance runs, some tempo runs, some intervals. You're going to do a whole bunch of different stuff during each week, recovering, resting, refueling, but then doing that long run of building that mileage over time. And you have to be disciplined, because if you overtrain, you will get injured.
Yep.
And you will not stay on track. If you undertrain, you'll be woefully unprepared to run the great distance that it is. But when you're out there running, I mean, for me, I've mentioned it to you that, you know, for me, 3-4 miles, it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's painful, man. Like running for a half hour is hard for me, mm-hmm. because I don't feel like my joints get loose. I don't get in a good groove. I don't lose my head. I mean, I've got so much stuff on my mind that it takes me a few miles just to get it out of my head,
yeah.
and stop thinking about the next meeting, the next project, the next thing I got to get ready for the kids, whatever it is, the unfinished honey-do list at home. You know, like it takes me a little bit of time to get out of that, get out of my own head, get into my head, focus on the moment, embrace the suck, you know, feel the run, and then really drive on for that distance. And boy, I tell you, 7, 8, 10, 12, 15 miles, fantastic runs.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying they're not hard, not saying they're not painful, not saying you don't suffer, but the growth that you get out of those longer distances for me is huge. And, you know, for other people that may come from bike riding, it might come from swimming laps, it might come from rolling on the mat, doing jujitsu, whatever it is that you find joy in, yoga. I mean, to me,
I like yoga. Yeah.
It's just stretching.
Yeah.
Don't let it scare you.
Yeah.
But, you know, yoga, meditation, whatever kind of thing you're doing to sharpen your mind and body. October is Mental Health Awareness Month. I mean, I think the 22 a day, how many veterans could we save if we engaged everybody in a little bit of more physical training, a little bit of more mental exercise, keep the mind sharp, keep the body in motion, keep it engaged. You know, a lot of physical activity comes with a training partner or a team. If you're in a team sport, maybe you play softball, soccer, baseball, football, whatever it is. If you play a team sport, that's awesome.
Yep.
You train together, you practice together. You know, it's just like combat. You know, you bleed sweat together. You know, how does all of that improve our physical being, our mental health, our sharpness, and our ability to take on the other tasks in our life?
Yeah. And I think one thing a lot of people think, they just feel I'm too old, right? The last thing I'll say is like, hey, if you're 50, and you're still out of shape. You haven't gotten in shape.
Dude, you got 40 more years.
You got 40, yeah, lots of life expectancy. So the next 30 years or 20, it could be very bad years. It could be good years if you just get it together, right? So it's never too late. The only time it's too late is when you're dead, right? So just make the best of it every day that you have. And again, it will help you in all aspects of life, 100%.
So, you know, do you find what you like,
yep,
get after it,
yep,
and have fun with it.
Exactly.
All right, brother. Let's talk about our veteran-owned business of the week. All right, Shaw, let's talk about our veteran-owned business of the week. EW Knit and Sew, that's EWE Knit and Sew, is a veteran and woman-owned small business. Leanne Wade, the incredible owner, she does all the designing, hand dyeing, sewing, quilting, and crafting. She is absolutely killing it on social media. Shaw, I know you've seen her on TikTok. She posts some of the stuff on Instagram and other channels, but she's hilarious on TikTok, does a great job. It's such a unique and niche art that she's doing with her sewing and crafting. She's really passionate about the fiber arts and all of her customers. She's got her online boutique now is available at ewknitsew.com. That's ewknitsew.com, ewknitsew.com. And she sells everything from finished products like quilts, bags, scarves, etc., to the raw materials like the yarn and patterns. She's got something for everybody. EW Knit and Sew, another fantastic example of a female veteran-owned business that is crushing it on social media, rocking her boutique online, selling a unique product. Who would have thought that, you know, a veteran would get into dyeing yarn and crafting amazing heirloom quality products that could be sold online to customers all across the country, focused on the farms and the animals and the materials she's using. Incredible, passionate, awesome owner, great business. Check them out online, ewknitsew.com, and find her on all social media. I know you'll get a good kick out of her videos online. Cheers. Thank you so much for listening to episode 22 of the Assault Forward podcast. Hopefully we inspired you to go do a run, get some push-ups in, whatever it takes to get your fitness back on track or stay with it if you're already in shape. If you're interested in learning more about us or our business, you can always go back and listen to previous episodes. Find us online at assaultforward.us and across all social media, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, etc., at AssaultFWD. We ask that you please subscribe and like the podcast so you get the notification every time we drop a new episode, and it helps us with the rankings if you drop a quick 5-star review. Don't forget to use discount code AFPODCAST. It will save you 15% on any order at assaultforward.us, but right now we'll one up that by if you use discount code VETERANS2020 until Veterans Day, we're giving 20% off on our online store at assaultforward.us. So use the code VETERANS2020 and you'll save 20%. So a special sale for Veterans Day because, of course, we're a 100% veteran-owned and operated small business, so we want to celebrate our fellow veterans on Veterans Day this year and always. So 100% made in America. That's why it's a .us extension on our website, assaultforward.us. Until next week, please don't forget to bend your knees and wiggle your toes. Take a knee, drink water. We don't want any of you falling out this week. Until next time, continue the Assault Forward.